So Brian, what are your responsibilities as the assistant pastor?
So primarily youth ministry, and then also, which I've actually been the youth pastor for about 6 years now. And then also I oversee all of children's ministry. So any of our volunteer or even paid part-time church children's ministry staff, I oversee them, as well as nursery ministry and any staff or volunteers, as well as the Awana ministry. So Sunday morning children's ministry, Wednesday night children's ministry, and then also nursery ministry, both Sunday morning and Wednesday night.
Okay. So as you lead all those different ministries over the children, what's your philosophy?
Well, so the philosophy on the children's ministry is primarily the same thing as it is for the nursery, and that is the security and the service that it provides. We understand that in a community like ours here at Fort Bragg, that security absolutely has to be the highest priority. I'm not saying that disciple making is not a high priority. It very much is. But I think one could make the case for, if you are not taking care of security, are you really properly making disciples?
Yes.
And so that's kind of the primary philosophy of what we're doing within children's ministry. And so one of the ways that we do that is through the Awana program. And really, there's so much in the Awana program. We should probably have another time to talk about that.
Let's do a video on the Awana program.
But the children's ministry, as far as outside of Awana, so Sunday morning, and then overarching children's ministry. Sunday morning, we have two primary times of disciple making.
Okay.
One of those is during the Sunday school hour. And during the Sunday school hour, we offer classes, nursery all the way up through sixth grade. And then once they hit seventh grade, they'll come join me in youth group and youth Sunday school. But for that K-5 through sixth grade, that's what we would consider children's ministry.
Okay.
So those who have hit kindergarten, if they're 5 years old, we still put them, we label them as in nursery. So school age children. Once they hit that Sunday school age, we use a curriculum that we actually extend down into the nursery, but Sunday school hour, we use a curriculum from Generations of Grace,
okay.
Which I had not heard of until I went digging. When I had assumed the role of overseeing all the children's and youth ministry a couple years ago, I wasn't pleased with the way we were doing Sunday school. We were allowing teachers to teach whatever it was they wanted. There was no cohesion across the ministry. There was no long-range goal.
Good.
And I wasn't good with that. Like, I understood the philosophy behind it, but that wasn't one that I wanted to have. And so I went digging for a children's ministry curriculum that was going to get us where we wanted to be. And I found it in Generations of Grace, which is actually from John MacArthur's ministry out in California. And so what they do is they actually have a 3-year rotation that they do, and from K-5 up through sixth grade, they will, and even down to the nursery age, but the idea is from first grade to sixth grade, they get the same 3-year rotation twice. What they end up doing is in the first year, they're going to cover Genesis to Numbers. In the second year, they're going to cover Deuteronomy all the way up to Nehemiah.
Okay.
And then in the third year, they're going to cover the life of Christ, Acts, and some of Revelation. And then each of those years also has its own Christmas and Easter sections when those holidays come up. But what I love about Generations of Grace, especially being a dad of small kids, is my 5-year-old comes home hearing the exact same lesson as my 7-year-old. The only difference is my 7-year-old heard it at a deeper level. He got a little bit more information. He got a little bit more critical thinking involved with it. And so every single one of my children and my daughter, when she gets old enough, all 3 of my kids are going to hear the exact same Sunday school lesson every single day that they come to Sunday school. And then we can talk about it on the ride home or the dinner table. And so that's what I loved about them. So I have cohesion. I have a philosophy that I can agree with. And they're doing in children's ministry what we as a church want to do from the pulpit, and that's preach through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If God saw fit to leave us His Word, and then the early church and the church throughout the ages has done everything it can to preserve it for us, and we know God is the sovereign one behind making sure that happens, the least we can do is draw our attention to it and try to teach through that. And so that's what we do for the Sunday school hour.
But so as you were talking about preaching, mm-hmm. I was thinking about, you know, every Sunday morning, 8:30 service to 10:45 service, we have singing going on and the children are all in the service with us. But then once we finish singing, then the children are allowed to go to power hour. So is that where you were going?
That's where I was going. Okay. Yeah. But let's not skip over that worship thing.
Okay.
Because we made a conscious decision many years ago that when the community here at Berean is worshiping in the auditorium, it is a time of family worship. And I understand family worship can also mean different things.
Yes.
For home devotions. But we're talking about the body of Christ. Mom, dad, and all the school age children are in the auditorium worshiping together. Because kids need to see their dad singing. Kids need to see their mom singing. Parents need to be reminded that there are little ones watching them. That dynamic needs to be encouraged. And so that's why we keep the children in there for all the singing. And then what that ends up doing is it provides opportunities like this past Sunday where we had the children lead in two worship songs. Songs that we would sing in the congregation anyway, but it was the children's opportunity to lead because that's been our philosophy behind that worship. But then after the time of worship, when Pastor Sean is ready to step up and to open the Word, and we have our scripture reading and he opens his sermon, that's when we dismiss the children. And all of the children who do come to what we call Power Hour, it's our children's church, they do have a kid check sticker, which is probably another conversation we need to have on another video. But kid check, they'll have a kid check sticker, and then we'll check them in. We do have to use two different locations for the 8:30 service versus the 10:45 service. But we'll check them in. Everyone gets recorded in as attendance, and then they go through. And we're not using Generations of Grace, because what we had been doing, what I saw was, it seemed like we were also teaching through the Bible at the Sunday School Hour, but we were also doing it again at the Power Hour level. And so it was two different lessons, and while there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, it seemed to me like there was something that we could do more. And so while I was digging for that Sunday School curriculum, I found Truth 78, okay, which was formerly known as Children Desiring God, which is John Piper's ministry up in the northern Midwest. And what I found from his ministry is that they have several curriculum that are based on theology. So it's systematic theology. So when it comes to our Power Hour, so our children's church hour, we have worked through the ABCs of God, which go through God's attributes. And then after they finish that curriculum, they're going to go into another curriculum that talks about how majestic is your name. And then they're going to work through the names of God. And then when they're finished that one, they're going to go to a curriculum called I Stand in Awe, which is another one about how we respond to those things. And so through the children's ministry, in Sunday school, you're going to get the big picture of Scripture over a 3-year period. And then the things you wouldn't normally get through survey type study, like the attributes of God, like the names of God, those things that should require our attention, they're going to get that at the children's church hour and Power Hour. And so through a 3-year period, the children are going to get theology, systematic theology, and they're going to get expositional survey study of Scripture on Sunday morning here at Berean.
Okay. So we already mentioned that Awana, let's do another whole different video.
Yep.
So let's not go into detail on it. Before we close, though, what room are we in, and then did we miss anything?
Yeah, so we are actually in our indoor play area. It became clear to us several years ago that we needed to spend a little bit of the resources God blessed us with a place for homeschool moms who need a place to come and, you know, let the kids play.
Like during the week.
During the week.
Come.
Yep. Or we understand, and this is something that I think some churches might struggle with, there's the idea of what the family's role is in ministering to their own children. And we have lots of families here that their personal belief is that they are responsible for their children. Mm-hmm. And they choose, and we absolutely respect it and we appreciate it, but we know not everyone has that persuasion, and so we make accommodations for both sides. But what we want to do is we want to enable those parents who know my children are my responsibility, I want to keep them with me, but I don't want to be disconnected with from the service. And so the room we're in is actually a play area. So it's got an indoor play place behind us. But then what we also have up here is we have a TV on the wall that live streams the church service. And so if you have one of those small rambunctious toddlers that may just need a break to get out and crawl, and you don't want them going into someone else's pew, you can bring them in here. And then we also have, and we'll have to talk about it in the nursery video, but we have another room for nursing moms that they can go in if they have a spot like that. So there are at least two different locations on campus on a Sunday that if you need to step out of the auditorium with your child, you can still be engaged in the service.
Okay.
And step right back in, and you haven't missed anything.
Okay.
So, and then one of the other things that we will do... And something that we do with youth is that we will have activities. Mm-hmm. But we also will periodically have activities for the children. Not as many, just because of, you probably remember what it was like for your kids, and even now with your grandkids, there's this thing called bedtime. It is critical.
Yeah.
But, yes.
They need sleep.
But one of the things we do over the summer is we take our children to camp.
Yes.
So we take our children down to Camp Anchorage. It's for children who are going into the third grade. So those who have just completed second grade. And junior camp goes all the way up through those who just completed sixth grade. So children that are in that age range, we'll take them down to Camp Anchorage and we'll spend a week with them there. And they always have a blast playing in the lake, playing sports. It's an awesome time. So I've had the privilege of being in both junior camp and at teen camp, and it is just an excellent time for the kids. But something else, some other things that we've done is we'll try to do an activity once a month. It spawns out of our nursery ministry. Our nursery director does a great job at leading that ministry and making things available for the families. But because the young families that have nursery age children so often have children in the children's ministry, it kind of overlaps a lot. And so we've had the opportunity to do different play dates where they'll come here and they'll play on our outside playground, or they'll do something inside the facility, or we'll go meet somewhere else, like going to a local splash pad, or they'll meet, we've gone to trampoline parks at the Easter season. We've even done egg hunts with the children. Just another opportunity to build community. And there's not a mom in the world that doesn't enjoy a little bit of a reprieve for her kids to play with someone else, and she gets to have some adult time talking with other moms and just building those relationships. So it's another level where we're trying to build community while building disciples.
So we've talked a lot about all the children's activities. Did we miss anything overview-wise?
I don't think so, because the curriculum is really what drives the overview and the philosophy of what we're doing within children's ministry.
So as we talked about, we're going to do another video for Kid Check. We'll do another one even just with nursery, and then another one with Awana. And so for all the parents out there, please look for our other videos that cover the children's ministry.
Yep. Two individuals we should introduce these people to, though, are Aaron Shoddy. And Aaron's not able to be with us. Mike and I have the privilege of being on full-time staff here at Berean. But Aaron works full-time for the U.S. Army. Mm-hmm. And so he serves as our children's ministry superintendent.
Okay.
So everything on Sunday morning, in fact, the families don't really see me as much as they see Aaron, because Aaron is the boots on the ground in those ministries, making sure that those things run. And then also Miles Scarborough is a young man that came through my youth ministry, went off to college, and is now back working for our ministry, teaching primarily in our academy, but also helping within the youth ministry some, and a whole lot in the children's ministry. And so those two men are not only names, but faces that anyone who comes to our ministry, they're going to get to know them and know who they are.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure, if you're a parent and you want us to introduce you to those two guys, just let us know and we'll make sure we make that happen.
All right. Thanks for the time, Mike.
Thank you.